This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction. And free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements. Featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Let's start with the obvious, Thomas. The handshakes and the bust up. How do you...
The handshake end?
Well, the sort of bust up and arguing.
Well, you know, I just compared it to two players who had have a bit of fight on the field, but nothing happens, nobody gets injured, and then the players, if you have a hard tackle, a fair tackle, and you don't go later and apologize, and there's no need. It's Premier League football, and the two managers got involved today, because both of us were fighting for our teams, and that was it. Nobody got insulted, nobody got hurt, we didn't have a fist fight and something. So for me, it's not a big deal. It was part of it today, and it boiled, of course, and it heated up, but nothing bad. And it was, I don't know, it was today was part of the game. It's like this.
Give us a handshake for peace for you.
Says handshake for peace, all of us.
Okay, Andy?
Don't suppose you've had a chance to talk to Antonio since? But
just, not yet.
Will you? Do you have any bad feeling? Do you think it's...
No, I don't have an... I'm sure he will not have. We fought both for our teams, and happens. It's so close here. It was such an intense match, and the both dugouts are very, very close, and so it got a bit heated from both of us.
You enjoyed it, didn't you?
Yes, and I think he enjoyed it as well. It was nothing bad, guys, nothing bad.
Is that?
So do you have more of a problem with the referee?
Today?
Yeah, today.
Absolutely, yes.
Generally as well, because some of the fans think that he's made a few bad decisions against Chelsea. And
I don't think that some of the fans think that. I can assure you that the whole dressing room of us, every single person thinks that. And I cannot understand how the first goal is not offside. And I cannot understand, since when players can be pulled by their hair, stay on the pitch, pull other people's hair, stay on the pitch, and attack in the last corner. This is for me without any explanation, and I don't want to accept it. And this is for me. I have no words for it. I'm curious what the explanation is for that. But both goals should not stand, and then it's a fair result because we were brilliant and we deserve to win. This is my point of view.
Go to the back next.
Thomas, is part of the frustration and the emotion, what you just said there, that you feel like you've lost two points that you deserve to win that game, and that added to what happened at the end of the game?
Yeah, but you know, it happens. This happens during a life as a football coach and as a team and in football, as football players, that you sometimes get caught in the last minute, and we will hopefully have it in the season that we will steal some points in the last minute and be decisive. This can happen. But it cannot happen when we have VAR on this kind of level. It cannot happen that goals are allowed that are simply irregular goals. This is the frustration, and this is unacceptable. I think we know what we did. The players know how what impact they put into this game, mentally, physically. We were so sharp. We were so fully on and played a brilliant match on the second. What a step up for us from the first day in Everton. And it's I'm very disappointed for the players that they don't get the reward and that they should have, and it's actually down to incredible decisions.
Thomas, you're talking about this game in particular and issues with the decisions in this game in particular. There have been issues with this referee that fans think have gone on for quite a while now.
Not only the fans.
You share that this is...
You know, the players, they know what's going on, and then they're on the pitch and they know it, and again it's like this.
Are they worried when this is referee takes
of course. Course.
Okay, Adam Newsom.
Yeah, it seems like another muscle injury in the hamstring. No, he said it's... he feels it pretty strong, so no good news.
Go to Nick, then Jerry to finish.
Thomas, with this referee, you say you understand that there's an issue, the players understand it. Some of the fans have said that they don't think he should referee Chelsea.
Maybe it would be better, but honestly, we also have VAR to help making the right decisions. Since when can players be pulled at their hair? Since when is that? And if he does not see it, I don't blame him. I didn't see it. But we have people at VAR who check this, and then you see it. And then what? And then how can this not be a free kick, and how can it not be a red card? How? Is there any? This does not even have to do with the referee in this case. If he does not see something, that's why we have people to check if there's a decisive error going on.
Jerry, last one.
Thomas, the referees have been given a direction to let the game flow more, and maybe not punch every foul. Is this sort of thing that we've seen today the new reality? Players and fans got to get used to the fact that some fouls won't be given.
Some fouls won't be given. Yeah, but when it's we have still some rules, and I'm very surprised when suddenly is a 50-50 challenge with Harry Kane in the build-up to the last goal, and suddenly it is worth whistling because nobody from the players from Tottenham expected a free kick because it was not a free kick, but suddenly it's a free kick. When Reece James did the tactical foul, it was a yellow card. How many tactical fouls did Højbjerg do today? He hit Reece James in his neck. In front of both benches. The fourth official told me we'll go back to this, it's advantage, we will go back to it. Did he go back to it? No, he did not. We had a yellow card. Bentancur is a 3, 4, 5, 6 tactical fouls. It's a clear foul on Kai Havertz, who goes towards goal in the next attack. It stands, it goes, and it's a build-up for the 1-1. It's huge misinterpretation of situations. I'm happy to let the game go, but then let it go in every direction, please, and not like this. I mean, this is it's what it is today, and it will not go away. I mean, I don't even know if I will get punished for all my sentences now. Maybe it's always the same.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finish it there.
I think you. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I think you might not be able to go to Leeds.
So, good. I cannot coach, but the referee can whistle the next game. Good.
Cheers, everyone.
Thank you.
Thomas. Cheers, Thomas.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.